Okay, so 140, let's start for 147 again. So we're talking about the sugi of Yiras HaOnesh, specifically the fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he punishes. There's a world of Mida Keneged Mida, a world of Din, Onesh. And as we discussed, it's not the happiest place to be, but it is serious, and it does help a person in times of need when he doesn't have the desire, the tshuka, the love, the ability to control himself in certain ways. But if you tell me you're going to get whacked over the head, you know, like you tell your kids, you know, if you don't stop it, you might have to get a patch. Then hopefully that will help. So let's start from 147 again. So now working on the two points, and most everybody knows this already. The major change in the sugya is that we understand that the tachlis of Yiras HaOnesh and everything that we're discussing is really at its inner core is kirvas elokim, is to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He's the one who creates Gehenna, he creates all the punishments. The tachlis is to get a person closer to him. Right? This is, first of all, it's a whole different working system, which is already from the beginning of the Sefer. Everything is to guide ourselves toward Dveikus. Dveikus is the ultimate of everything. The tachlis of bitachon, tachlis of emunah, is Dveikus. The tachlis of learning Torah is Dveikus. The tachlis of davening is Dveikus. Everything is towards that inner point of everything, which is Dveikus. Which is fine. It doesn't lower our appreciation or chashivas at Torah adarabah. It gives it more chashivas and more appreciation because now we know a little bit more where it's going. Whereas when a person learning and it's halacha and it's this and sometimes it's not even shaykh to his life, sometimes he's like, all right, you know, like what's the point? No, the point is that when you're learning, you're being davik to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter if you learn halacha l'maisa or not. It doesn't matter if you're learning something that's practical, it doesn't matter. The very fact that you're learning, that means you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. That means you're being davik to him. So anything and everything in this world becomes better when it has the purpose, the inner motivation, which is Dveikus. Everything becomes sweeter, becomes brighter, becomes happier, becomes real. So that's what, you know, the whole Sefer is talking about. Now we're just in a sugya that you would never think would bring us closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yira is everything. Oh, scary. Oh my gosh, Yira. And there is truth to that. But it's not Yira to make you run away. It's Yira to make you come closer. Right? There's punishment in this world. I mean, we're watching with our eyes. A lot of pain, a lot of punishment. And this has been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. This isn't like the first time. People forget that there's pain been paid before. We like forget every single time there's a new, you know, unfortunate series of events. It's like never happened before. It's like we lose ourselves and we have to start fresh. Kadosh Baruch Hu has been running the world for you know, close to 6,000 years. This isn't the first time that we've gone through difficulties, and we have to be mechazik ourselves, and we have to learn the proper approach, or else we'll just keep relearning the same thing again and again, you know, never really getting it. So that's again, so Yiras HaOnesh is supposed to bring us towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So 147, in addition, one should imagine applying Yiras HaOnesh in a very realistic way. For example, standing near someone else's possession, we discussed this twice last week, stand by someone else's possession when no one else is around, and he should say, first to himself, and later to Hashem, or write to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whichever mahalach you would like. I seem to have the ability to steal this article because no one's watching. Why wouldn't I do such a thing? Right? You're speaking to yourself. You're building up this conversation. You're building up this part of you. Even though, again, we spoke this out last week, but I'm going to say it again. Even though intellectually, of course we know. It's obvious you don't take something that's not yours. We know that. It's 1,000,000%. But there's a part in our heart that, not that it doesn't know that. The heart knows it also. But to be mechazik the heart, to allow the true emotions of the heart to be felt, you need to speak it out. The brain knows you don't steal. But does the heart feel not to steal, or just the brain knows don't steal? It's a big difference. Because what happens when a certain sin or a certain whatever, midara comes up, at some point when you get very emotional, your intellect gets thrown out the window, as everybody knows. Right? Anytime you've ever become really, really angry at somebody, anytime a person has fallen to a taiva, that's because your emotional taiva system totally destroys your intellectual system. So what we need to do, and that's what Bilvavi is teaching us, and we have to work on this before you get into battle, to train ourselves, is to work with the heart. Work with the heart. And as we've said many times, and I'll say it again, is that because the brain knows everything, the brain's a bal gaiva. You already told me. I know it already. Let's move on. Let's go to the next. Right? Let's move on to the next. I get that. Let's go. Right? That's how Bhagavad speaks. Okay, I got it. Next. Got it. But the heart, which is the child within you, and it's you also. It's not you, it's you also. Will never get what it needs if the Tati Balgaiva brain is always saying, okay, move on. The kid says, yeah, but I didn't get, I didn't understand it. And imagine, it's a father and son learning. And the Rebbe's saying a shir, right? To the father and the son, which means it has to be appropriate for the kid. And the father's like, okay, Rabbi, I got that. That's pretty simple. Can we move on to the next? The rabbi's like, yeah, but I'm not just talking to you, I'm speaking to your son also. Do you not understand what's going on over here? There's a father-son learning program, right? So sometimes in life, we have to deal slowly, slowly with the child inside of us, which is the heart, which is the thing that is not developed. The brain is developed much faster than the heart is, especially by men. Women might be different. They might develop their heart first before their brain, depending on, right? They're just built opposite. But for us, we are built brain first, there's no question. And therefore, the way to engage in this, and we've been doing this the whole Sefer, right? Because the whole point of the Sefer is to get to the heart, not to the brain. The brain knows there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brain knows everything, all the mitzvahs. We got it. It's simple, come on. Where's the real stuff? Where's the real juice? The answer is the real juice is in the heart, and therefore you have to speak to the heart. And there you have to speak simply. The heart only wants simple lashon, simple expressions, simple language, simple mishalim, parables, simple stories. That's why everybody loves simple stories sometimes. Those make the most profound effect. Rebbe says a whole drasha, and then he says one simple story at the end. Everybody's like, whoa, oh my gosh, what an amazing drasha. Because the simple story is what really opens a person up. They needed the intellectual, you know, to bring it, to set it up. But the story is what everybody remembers. That's what it is. And that's the emes. Because the stories speak to the heart, to the child inside, and the divrei Torah speak to the brain, which we need both. But more often, we're not developed. Right? After sixth grade, they stop telling stories, you know? We still need the stories. We still need the parables. We still need the simplicity of life. So the simplicity of life is when you stand next to an object and your brain knows, lo sigzol, you can't steal. Your brain knows that. But does your heart feel that? Probably not. So therefore, you have to tell it. Why am I not stealing this? Because there will be a punishment. Because there's mizik and gemida. Because if I use my right hand against this object, and I take it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu I might get a paper cut. I might get my hand chopped off. I mean, that's not so common. But a person does have pains in his hand. Or something that I'm trying to give somebody, it won't go through because my hand is unable. We have to build up this mida keneged mida. You say so?
And why do we need to know in our heart that?
Again, because
that, that you can't steal.
No, because again, we need to build up the world of emotion. Because when Yiras Onesh is intellectual or it's really emotional, it's supposed to be, yeah. Right? Because Yiras Onesh is you. There's something you really want to do. There's an Isser, whatever it is. There's an Isser, and you have a taiva for it. Pick whatever it is. You really have a taiva for it, and it's burning. What's going to help you then? Your brain ain't going to help you anymore. You're right. You already bypassed that because you really want to do this thing, which you know is wrong, and you're getting closer and closer. You're on a diet. You shouldn't eat the cupcake, but you really want the cupcake. And for many people, 9 out of 10, they take the cupcake. Because they don't have, it's all intellectual, these diets. It's not really emotional, right? If a person, Lo Aleinu, got very, very sick, and it's because they were too obese, now when they see the cupcake next time, they remember they're in the hospital, there's tubes coming out of it, right? It becomes a little bit emotional. Therefore, they now have a little bit more of a wherewithal, of a strength to stay away from this thing. It's not intellectual anymore. It's real. So what we want to do is we want to give ourselves the best chance in Yiras Onesh. And Yiras Onesh is really, really in the heart. Yiras Onesh. So we want to build it. It strengthens us. You stand here, you know, you stand, you know, on Shabbos, you buy a piece of chicken and the chicken or the peas and the rice or whatever it is. And I could separate this right now. It's very simple. I just take the fork and then I just separate the two things. What's the big deal? No, but there's an Isser Borer, and I can't do that because if I break Shabbos, if I would do this at the time of Chazal, the times of, you know, the Beis Din, and they would tell me, you know, listen, if you separate the peas and the carrots, you might be Chayav Misa. And I say, yeah, come on, what are you joking? No way, it can't be. And you separate the peas and carrots, yeah, you'd be Chayav Misa. Stone you. Because I separate peas and carrots, yep. Mm-hmm. We're not getting into the why that is right now. I say, yeah. You can't just do whatever you want. There is a din, there is an onus, there is repercussions. But ultimately, to bring you close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't forget about that. That's the tachlis. That can never be forgotten, ever. Because that's the point of it all. Because I know that if, right, why wouldn't I do such a thing? Because I know that if I steal, I'll be punished. If I steal with this hand, it'll be punished. Whether through a minor or a major injury or some other disease. Will it vada happen? No. But could it happen? Yes. Right? There's no punishment without sin. He should consider such examples with his legs as well, thinking and then saying to himself, I can go to a certain place, which I know is forbidden to visit, such as a place where people are dressed immodestly, and there is an alternate route. So why don't I go that way? Because I know that if I do, I'll be punished in my legs, Chas v'Shalom. Right? The same applies to sins through seeing, hearing, and anything else. One should picture such a situation again and again in many different ways. Whenever one encounters an ill person, he should use the opportunity to attain yira. So here we go. We have to just be careful here, as I said before. Right, here we're talking about seeing somebody else in pain, knowing that it's coming from a sin, but not judging this person. We have to be very careful. We don't want to judge people. That's not the point here. The point is to see. Right? Sometimes you have a person, he lives generally, everything's going well, you know, for the most part. He doesn't see, you know, difficulties. But you see a person who's you go to a hospital and you see someone's mamish not doing well. That's a time to piggyback off the emotion. Not to ever judge a person and say, well, look what happens when you sin. I was right. You did speak Lashon Hara. You can't do that. But people are in pain. People are seriously in pain. You know, people who are not, you know, Baruch Hashem, I don't see that so much. I'm not by hospitals. I don't go visit. That's not what I do. But people who do go visit, they see, you know, people are in serious pain. Or when people went to Eretz Yisrael, what do you say?
How do you know that the person's being punished?
So he's going to say here that there's no punishment without sin. Even though there
nothing
is a
bad happens to you in your life without you there being a cause.
A cause. So there is the sugya of Yisurim Shel Ahava, where Rashi says, and we learned this in Iyan Nafshi a while back, that a person can be in pain because a Kaddish Baruch Hu decides it'll be better for him in Olam Haba. But still, we could still piggyback off that pain and that judgment. Are you feeling nervous about that? Listen, life is real. This isn't like, we can't pretend, we can't close our eyes, and like until it happens to us, we could just close our eyes. These things happen. I mean, we just pretend that like people don't get in pain, and then when a person does get in pain, then what? Now we just complain about it. Like, there are mahalchim, there are working ways to deal with these things, and lo aleinu, it shouldn't happen to us or anybody else. But we can't close our eyes. We have to live, you know, to be really real. You know, the whole gamut of emotions, the whole range of being a human. We don't want to limit ourselves to only. You know, either only happy things, or you have the depressed people who are only with the depressed things. You know, mikatsa katsa. There's a whole range. So, okay, let's just finish up this paragraph, and then we'll start from this point tomorrow. Again, one should picture such a situation again and again in many different ways. Whenever one encounters an ill person, he should use the opportunity to attain yira. Again, we're piggybacking off the emotion. Understandably, this approach is only appropriate while he is focused on yira. Right? One must always see things from the perspective of the area in which he's working. And in addition, it's important that one not fall into the mistaken idea that he knows why someone else is suffering. Just we're using the suffering to remind ourselves that there is suffering. And suffering very often comes because of sin. And therefore, that hopefully that will help jog my memory. When there is a sin, there is something going on. Don't do that. Why shouldn't I do that? Because you might end up in the hospital like that guy that you saw. This is not for everybody, but it is real, and it is important. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow.
What does he mean? One must always see things from the perspective of the area he's working. Meaning, if you're working on Yira, then look at it, that punishment is Yira. If you're working on Avo, look at that.
It could be. I'm not exactly sure that line, but it could be. I mean, we want to stay focused in one should be working on one major sugya. Like, we usually mishka babble everything. We know there's the Vekas, Ahava, there's Yira, there's Torah, there's Tefillah, and we do everything together, and we never really gain strength in any one of them because we're working on 50 things. Just think about work. When you try to work on 10 projects at a time, each one doesn't really get its full what it needs. It's just the way it goes. So when we're working on Avodas Hashem and inner development of ourselves, stick to one sugya for a long time. It doesn't have to be Yira, but if you are, see everything from that perspective. Again, but Yira, you have to see it. Have you been following?
Currently, I'm doing my own.
Okay, so when you start the sugyas of Yira, again, Yira, he brought it 5 ways. We went through it again and again. What's the tachas of Yira is to get close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gehenna was created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a different way of seeing it. All right, Mitzrayim, we'll continue.